Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
There he is. I asked you a question earlier, Craig, and you weren't sitting there. So I'm ready to go.
Oh, no.
I'm ready to go. And I was I was looking at my computer, which, by the way, over the top of my computer was where you actually sit, and you were not even sitting there, and I asked you the question.
That's all right.
So there you go.
That's all right. Good morning.
I melatoned it last night, so that might have been the reason I asked you a question.
How is that today?
It put you down, man. What?
How do you feel today, about that?
You know what? It doesn't matter. I'd rather get sleep. My mind was racing. A couple cups of coffee, and I'll be fine, you know.
Okay. Now, see, I've started doing that of late, and I don't have any of the grogginess. I don't have any of the hangover.
How many?
Ten.
Oh, you do take 10.
You take a full 10, man.
Yeah, do the full 10, and I've feel fine.
What time do you take it?
9-ish.
Yeah. Now, you wake up a little an hour earlier than me. I mean, it's part of it, too. Yeah. Maybe you wake up before you start really feeling like ass.
Getting up earlier would make it feel better.
Well, you never know. You know, it is. Sometimes you wake up early and you feel better than you do an hour later because you fell back to sleep and you're hitting a REM. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
And you're a little younger than me, too, so that could be it, too.
But you're right. It is solid sleep.
Yeah, you're out, man. I mean, especially when your mind is racing. And it's legal when it's not a sleeping pill. And it's not heroin, you know?
Aww.
Not that we went right to heroin.
Right. Since when does legal matter?
It doesn't. But I'm just talking about it's not a sleeping pill, I should say. I didn't mean legal. It's not harmful. Not prescription sleeping pills, right?
You can get that over the counter.
You know, and it's very rare you find a drug that works that is not bad for you. For some reason, it seems that way.
But it doesn't keep us from looking.
No, it doesn't.
No.
No, it doesn't.
There's got to be something.
Or going through that phase and quitting it because it was bad.
Well, that.
For you. Right, we've done that.
So whatever. Just a little bit better. But no, the melatonin doesn't seem addictive.
No. I mean, a glass of wine is just as good for me, too. But I wanted to not drink last night. So, who knows?
Did you?
I didn't drink last night. That's why I took the melatonin. I laid down all tired and everything, but I'm thinking, I don't have that couple glasses of wine in me,
right.
So my mind is racing. I did this break before, a little before the break, we'll talk about it. So I said, I got up about 9:30, popped the melatonin, and laid there a little while. Out.
Yeah. So I had to drink to make up for the rest of us.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you.
That's
same reason I'm staying in, because
we're all staying in.
I think I got to overcompensate for those people who really aren't taking this seriously.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love the poorly educated.
Yeah. Broke that one back out.
Yeah, I'm aware of people like that.
Yeah.
Who are out and about, just going about their lives.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of,
yeah.
In many ways.
Yeah, I know.
There may have been once or twice when they went, you know, I don't feel like going. I'll self quarantine.
But they do it when it's convenient for them.
Yeah.
And that's the weird part about this. You can't break it. I mean, I think I've talked to pretty much everybody that's self-quarantined, and you know, especially couples and families, and one of the two will eventually say something like, well, we could do, and Nick said he had that problem, we could do this. And no.
No.
Well, what's the reason of sitting in for a month if somebody could come visit? Now, my wife's on the same boat. I mean, she's on the same page as me, so we're not having an argument anymore. Which is really good because, you know, you need less arguments when you're quarantined, for sure.
You really do.
But, and then since my son's girlfriend's really not going anywhere either, he's not whining. He's just going about his crap like everybody else.
Well, FaceTiming?
Oh, they FaceTime all the time. And, you know, he's got school when he works out, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, they're all bored. Everybody's bored. But you can't really, I mean, we're lucky enough that our neighbors are cool people. And a couple different weekends we've sat across 8 feet from them. But they're the same way. Nobody's coming to their place. It's just those two and their daughter. And we talk and drink about 8 feet apart. Over the fence, too, you know.
Holler across the yard.
Well, it's basically just set chairs up and fences there. And we're a couple feet from the fence either way, you know.
You just stand up to the fence so it covers about half of your face.
No.
Have long, deep, philosophical conversations with your neighbor.
No.
But never actually see his mouth.
No, but they don't come over. They don't come over and sit at our fire pit or anything. We don't go over there. We just stay across the yard. Because I'm thinking, what's the point? Now, I realize we come here, but we're still minimizing our exposure because we're the only one leaving the house.
Yeah, we got our own little corner here.
Right.
We do.
We just interact with us.
I'm always afraid of
for the most part.
Who's cleaning this place up?
Everybody.
No, I mean, is there anybody coming in at night?
Is there a crew?
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I'm like.
Well, they come in and clean.
I know, but they might have the virus.
Hopefully they have cleaning stuff on them.
Yeah, they have cleaning stuff.
Yeah, I doubt they're wearing hazmat suits.
Yeah, I bet they're not either. That's what I was worried about. I mean, I think they should get rid of them, too. It's like three people come in here, basically. Yeah. Let's just do with us.
And let Meg do all the cleaning.
Yeah. There you go.
She's good at it.
Well, she's a woman, that's why.
Yeah, she's also a clean freak, so that helps a
Beckham
lot.
Beckham cleans a
but
lot,
more
too.
The woman thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We ran into the
hope she hears that.
Neighbors
she's going to stab us again.
I know she will.
Neighbors were out walking the dog last night as we were taking out the trash. Yeah. So we discussed some things 8 feet away.
Oh, I do that. When I'm walking, if I see somebody I know, we'll discuss things.
He's
fairly new
to the neighborhood and went to Arizona State. So,
oh, yeah?
We got that. And next time I talk to him, I'll learn his
finish?
Name.
Did he finish?
I'll learn his name. Yes, he actually graduated.
All right.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
All right.
We're about to get some new neighbors, and I'm actually kind of excited. Like,
yeah, but you don't talk to your neighbors, though, do you?
But I might these.
Oh, these. Oh, that's right.
You never know.
That's true.
There's that possibility.
Yeah.
You know? The other ones were there when we moved in, and I think they were good friends with the people who moved out of our house.
Oh, yeah. It's like you did something to them.
And
right.
So
like you came in and murdered that family or something like that.
Yeah, we never, you know.
He's responsible for displacing them.
People are pissed off.
Yeah, I mean, they were fine.
I got it. Speaking of neighbors, I mean, everybody's got crazy neighbor stories, but a friend of mine, this is even more stupid. I remember you said about people moving in and people getting mad, but the people moved out, and that house was just bought by somebody else.
Yeah,
so
we didn't do it.
We didn't do it at all. So it's a natural feeling about that, but it's nobody's damn fault. But this neighbor, this friend of mine had a house, and then his neighbor, like across the street from his neighbor, was an empty lot. And if you look through the empty lot, there was a little lake, small, but a little nice view from the guys. Well, somebody bought that lot and built a house. And the dumbass would flip off the people that built the house. What the hell? I mean that was a true story.
Like
true
to their face?
No, just across. When you'd see about, they'd flip them off.
Oh, wow.
Just because they built a house on a lot they bought.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb.
That's asinine.
Kind of dumb.
I don't know these people, but you know.
No, with us, I mean, when we moved in, you know, like I say, I'm not the best at making friends.
Yeah,
you know.
And you know, I don't think you need to be best friends with your neighbors, you know.
I mean, we were cordial. We see them out. Okay, hey, we wave. Yeah, and, you know, we didn't hate each other, but you know,
I haven't talked to my neighbor in 15 years.
They moved out, and now it's just like, ooh, when's somebody else going to move in? Maybe we'll have friends.
Yeah, I know you're thinking in the back of your mind. Maybe there's a hot chick laying out back.
I bet he didn't think that.
Yes, he did.
No way.
Maybe there's a hot MILF. Maybe there's a hot MILF moving in, and she lays out back and.
He would not even
Every
think that.
Guy thinks of that.
He would not do
More
that.
More than anything, I was just hoping there was maybe a kid about the same age as my daughter.
That's true. And then a kid about a college-age girl that comes home for the summer.
Well, that's kind of creepy.
And lays out in the yard.
Because I wanted her to have a friend.
Oh, okay. Right, yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yes, sick
you were,
puke.
That and you want a hot MILF laying in the background.
Thought you were starting a bike shop or something.
That's your bit. That's your bit.
We can't steal all of your bits, Todd.
Right, that's right. Where are we doing the stay-at-home bit?
Yeah, we'll open up a bike shop, start smoking cheese.
Right.
Remember he was on that smoking cheese kick for a while?
Peck of cheese.
I know you do, John. John's calling what day?
Tomorrow.
All right, cool.
Tomorrow John's calling.
Have we gotten anywhere on that cheese smoking?
No, because...
Think of a new hobby?
Yeah. We only go to the store once every couple of weeks. Yeah. And we got plenty of cheese, it's shredded cheese, and you can't really smoke the shredded cheese.
I'd shred that cheese.
Although I suppose you could.
I don't know. You roll it up.
Oh, the shredded cheese has extra stuff in it to keep it shredded.
Right.
Yeah. Suppose you could put it on a tray or something, because you're into that cold smoking, right? That's what everybody's telling you?
That's the only thing I can find.
That's what they call Craig, cold smoke. That's his nickname.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you have to cold smoke it.
Cold smoke Evans, because I always called him.
Cheese melts at like 90-something degrees.
That's interesting.
And you can't get a grill to go under 90 degrees.
Right. That's why, yeah.
That's even more interesting.
So you do it in the grill and you don't turn it on.
Yeah. Right. Like in the summertime, in the middle of summer.
Pick up a hobby.
If you took cheese outside in the middle of the summer, it would melt on a very warm day.
I eat peck of cheese.
I know you do, John.
Is cold smoke what's on the back of his Frisbee golf jersey?
Cold smoke. Cold smoke it is.
It's like XFL. They just put their nicknames on the back.
Cold smoke. John Morgan's going to call us later on this week.
I eat peck of cheese.
That guy. Yep.
Tomorrow.
That's good.
Have we talked to any people who just recently started cohabitating and now are forced to stay inside and talk to each other all the time?
I think
that would be an interesting perspective.
I think there's probably, because you read about, I mean, celebrities are people too. I know that you should, I mean, they're just actual human beings. And you'll see people, if you see like people that are not married quarantining together, they figure they get together right away. So they're not bored off their ass, you know. But you know damn well a new couple got together right away. Like somebody had been dating a week or two.
Yeah.
And they each had their own apartment and nobody had family around, lived in another city together. And they said, I'm just going to come over and let's quarantine together. And now they're screwed. Well, they could actually leave.
Or.
Actually, they could leave. Actually, you know what? My niece is doing that. She lives in Baltimore, but she met this guy maybe 6 months ago. And he's from Philly. So she's in Philly quarantining with him. At least my sister told me the other day. But they're a fairly new couple, so I wonder how that's working out. But the thing about that is, if it doesn't work, she can leave and go to her apartment, because her apartment is her own apartment.
Oh, okay.
Nobody lives there. So,
but this
that's
would be,
different, right?
This would be a good test.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, we know some people who just got married, but they've been living together for a while.
Yeah.
So they know how to cohabitate.
Right.
I haven't gotten any update, but I know my wife mentioned that she works with someone in another. This person's in another city,
right?
But engaged to their, you know, fiance, just moved in together. Both of them were working from home. Now he's furloughed, and so just like living in an apartment for the first time together. Probably has only been a few months.
And an apartment too. You can't get away from each other. You know, one can go in the bedroom, one can go in the kitchen and the living room. We got a teacher. We'll hopefully talk to later on. He's a single guy in his own apartment. So I'm going to see how that's going for him. Yeah,
we're fortunate that we have a little space. Can't imagine, you know, somebody trapped in a studio apartment in New York City, just pacing the floor.
I'm a Mercurio, man. It's him, his wife, and his son.
Yeah, they're going to murder him.
Yeah, I haven't texted him lately. I got to text him, but he must be, you know.
I'm sure he's real easy to get along with. I'm sure he's not neurotic in the least.
Yeah, not at all.
Bitching about toast.
Yeah, he did that before the quarantine.
I know.
My God. And the whole getting a spot on his shirt thing, you think that's gotten better?
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all.
Well, he's closer to the washing machine
Lou?
Now.
How about Lou? Lou's there. Louis Black is there. You know, I'm sure he's got a nice place, but the bottom line, he's still by himself. Still a human being, stuck by himself. Like you said, talking to old Lou, future Lou. that was a great line.
I can't decide. I go back and forth. I can't decide which would be worse, being alone or, you know, being stuck with people that get on your nerves.
Well, everybody gets on your nerves.
Last one.
You want to share?
Yeah, I'd rather be alone.
Absolutely.
Probably. Yeah.
You don't need any conflict.
Yeah, but then I hear from people I know who are alone that are just...
What are they doing?
They're just going badass crazy too.
Are they breaking
quarantine?
Are you sure they weren't before?
Are they breaking quarantine?
No, No, but being stuck in the in an apartment.
Are they working?
Yeah.
Are they leaving the house to work?
Yeah.
Okay. That
but,
helps.
But still, it's, you know, being isolated from the people that you normally would see.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I think they're both, they both would suck.
Yeah. I don't know. You're right. I don't know. Well, you can, you're going to get somebody's nerves to begin with anyway, no matter if you love them or not, because we're quarantined. But, I mean, if you're not, if it's a relationship you don't even want to be in that room with that person, even when in good days, then,
yeah.
then you're screwed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Yeah, there's also the opposite end of the spectrum.
Right.
A couple of people who agreed, well, we're going to end this, but we'll wait a couple of months so we
quarantine.
Can sort it all out.
And nobody
out.
Can move anywhere.
And
right.
then, bam, the middle of March came,
yeah.
and you're stuck.
But there are also people like Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott who are just partying with a bunch of people. So, I bet, you know, we're talking to a lot of people who still just don't care.
Including a couple of Nebraska state senators calling for all
God.
Restrictions aimed at slowing the spread of the virus to be lifted.
You know, I don't give Ricketts credit much, but he shut him down. So,
who do they represent?
Cows.
Yeah.
And a barn. And
Bayard and Hastings.
Hastings is not a small town. Well, yeah, it's pretty small, but there's an area. People get sick. Did the guy shut him down?
The spread of the virus should be allowed to continue in order to create herd immunity, they say.
I love scientists.
Thanks,
oh, they're
doctor.
Not. They're not.
They found an article by a guy who said that.
Oh, I've been seeing it on Facebook.
And they say that they agree with this guy rather than, you know, 98% of the doctors.
Did they read to the bottom? Or did they just read the headline?
No, what
I can't
it's going to take for
that.
People like these is for people close to them to start dying. Because that's where it's going to hit last is rural America. And it's going to become real to people.
And by the way, Trump took away money for rural hospitals, by the way. That's a fact. Congress did under his like.
And I know there's a lot of people out there who shun science. But let me tell you what a contrarian I am. I shun your shunning of science.
Yeah.
I'm going the other way. I'm going with the scientists. How about that? How
here's
about that
the
for being a rebel?
And we all know that this guy.
I love the poorly educated.
Said it's his deal whether he can turn people, open up the economy. It's not. It's the governor's. That's the constitutional. But they're putting together packs in the East Coast and the West Coast with governors in those areas. And what I'm afraid of is that since they're blue governors, they're saying, hey, we're doing this with science. We don't live in a science oriented state from our governor.
No,
although
the governor did say.
He shut these guys down. But
you're right. He shut these guys down.
He did. I'll give him credit for that. But how long before he just says, Trump says it's cool. I'm going to open up. I ain't going out. You know?
No, I'm kind of planning on hunkering down probably for the summer.
Yeah, well, you're not going to go anywhere.
As much as I don't want to admit it, I've seen articles that have said, you know, your concert tours and things.
Oh, they're done.
Fall 2021.
Yeah.
Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel.
And I don't want to admit it, but
special
they're probably right.
A special advisor with the World Health Organization.
Ooh.
Was speaking with a panel of experts and the New York Times recently. He said he doesn't think it's going to be safe to have concerts, sporting events, or other big public gatherings for at least another 18 months.
Well, we could do it if we put money into testing.
Testing, schmesting.
2 million tests are not enough for 300 million people.
Not nearly.
If everybody just crawled in a hole for a while.
Right. No,
went to their jobs.
I got stuff I got
to
do.
Home.
I got a tea time.
For the record, and we may be bringing this up more than once today, it is Loretta Lynn's birthday.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to this city.
Yeah.
How old is
she? Don't play
Loretta Lynn.
Would you like to play over under on this one?
Yes.
Sure.
All right. Over under. Loretta Lynn is, let's go with 85 and a half today. Is she over or under 85 and a half?
Over.
Over.
I'll go.
I get no idea.
What'd you say, Todd?
I'll go over to you.
Yeah, you're right. She's 88.
Whoa, man.
Nice.
All right, yeah.
You better close your face and stay out of my way
don't want to go to Fist City.
Probably got small fish, too.
Just yesterday, I got a text from our friend Annalise in Chicago.
Yeah.
And there's a brewery out there who makes a beer called Fist City.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, too. An emailer sent us a picture of that a while back, too.
I've actually been to this place when I was in Chicago last summer, but I did not have the Fist City.
No.
She calls this coronavirus thing the damnedest thing she's ever seen.
And she's 88.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what my dad says, too.
She was almost around for the Spanish flu.
Right.
Yeah, almost.
Almost.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Well,
that
20 years off.
That concert thing and everything. It's if you watch TV, and I stay involved because we have to for the show, and I can't shun the news. I have to watch some of them. And not the Facebook, the actual news. And it's the signals are so mixed anymore. I mean, I understand that. I'm trying to be positive about football. Concerts to me, great if they came back, but I don't see them coming back because it's just a different situation. And so with sports. But I could go a year without seeing a concert. I don't want to go a year without watching football. You know,
I'd rather not do either.
I know, but see football, they could actually show on TV and not have a crowd. And I'm serious. I don't go to games anyway, you know, unless they're youth sports, you know.
Is baseball still dead set?
I don't know.
Doing their season in Arizona?
I have heard that they are trying to find a way to do this. And I have also heard that they are letting it slide. I pick one.
Yeah. Did somebody tell the commissioner?
I mean, you cannot... Every day it's a different story out of a different source.
Yeah.
And I think that the psyche of America, if we have no hope at all, is depressing.
Dude,
so when I hear the 21-21, the fall of 21, by the way, a whole other year of this fall, when I hear that kind of stuff, thinking that's just going to drive, that's going to drive even more division, I think, in this country. Just by saying that.
Well, the problem is the answer to most of the questions is, ugh.
Right.
That's what you get.
You know what? That's what the answer should be.
Yeah, it should be.
Everybody thinks they have the answers. No, the scientists don't even know the answers.
No, they don't.
They're learning things.
But they're not lying to you, though.
No, no.
That's what I hate.
What they're doing is they're looking into it, and they're not going to give you an answer until they're certain that they have an answer. So that's why they're being so vague about things, because they really don't know. And if you run across somebody who thinks he's got the answers, well, he's full of crap.
Some dumb bitch on Facebook, and I will call her that, don't know her.
You're going to need to narrow that down.
Well, I know, but she posted a photo of Fauci in the same photo walking somewhere with Bill Gates. I don't know when it was taken. And it says, look at this. And I wrote, what? I just said, what?
He's met Bill Gates.
Well, I mean, one of the most smartest men in the country, Bill Gates. What? And she actually thinks it's a conspiracy. What?
Well, Bill Gates is going to put microchips in all of us.
I love the poorly educated.
Follow us all around. Meantime, I'll post everything about me on Facebook.
Right.
Hey, don't worry about people spying on you. People give up their own information.
Well, no, she was worried
about
it. Because Bill Gates said 3 years ago in a TED Talk, the pandemic is coming. And she thinks it was a conspiracy.
Oh, Bill Gates has become the new George Soros.
I know, because he's a really smart man.
Right,
he gives away a lot of money to poor people.
He's the conservative punching bag now.
Yeah, well, she was clueless and uneducated, so I just said she didn't answer me.
Yeah. Oh, and a note to Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
It gets really, really hot in Arizona in the summer, and there's only one covered stadium there.
Yeah.
So they might want to rethink that.
Ah.
Nobody wants to play baseball in 110 degrees.
You're fine.
Well, they do play baseball in 110 degrees up north, but it's not like Arizona heat. You're right. Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do.
Can you get heat stroke herd immunity? If everybody gets heat stroke, then you're fine.
I'll check Facebook. Sure.
Yeah.
Somebody has an idea.
Good. Do that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.